And joining us now is Pennsylvania Governor, Democrat, Tom Wolf. Governor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jeremy. It's good to be with you.
So you are supporting Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton. Do you think there's any way at this point that she is not the nominee of the Democratic Party?
No, I think her victory in New York was tremendous. And I think she is going to be the nominee. And I think that's going to be a great thing for the party and for the United States.
Do you think Bernie Sanders should stay in the race all the way to the convention?
I think he has brought a lot of really good ideas to the campaign. I believe that what Hillary said on Tuesday night last Tuesday in New York is right. It's time for us to come together and think more about what unites us rather than what divides us.
So does that mean that he should stay in or he should get out and rally behind Clinton?
Well, I think he has to do what he decides to do, but I think it would be a wonderful thing for the party to say to Secretary Clinton, I'm with you.
One of the things that both Sanders and Clinton have come out against is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the big trade deal with 12 Pacific Rim countries. I've been reading about what this would mean for the state of Pennsylvania and that it actually is a very different story depending on where you are in the state. Where do you come down on the TPP?
I'm in favor of open trade, and I think that's a good thing for an economy. But what the TPP gives the president the ability to do is to make sure that we're not being treated unfairly. I support the bill in the hands of the right president. I think we have that president right now. I think Hillary would be the right president to make sure that the interests of working Pennsylvanians, in my case, are regarded.
So you're in favor of the TPP?
Yes.
Even though Secretary Clinton is against it?
Yeah, and I think she's against it because in its worst form, creating an open trading relationship with countries outside the United States, if that's not done right, if they aren't paying due regard to workers' rights and the environment and other things, a whole host of other things, we have problems.
On the Republican side, Donald Trump is doing quite well in the polls in Pennsylvania. What do you think the message will be if Pennsylvania Republicans decide to throw their support behind him?
I think it'll be the same thing as it was in New York. If you look at the numbers, registered Democrats there are more of them than there are registered Republicans. The percentage or the number of votes he got, I think, 300,000 to 400,000 in New York in the Republican primary. That didn't look all that impressive to me in terms of total votes in New York. I suspect he'll do somewhat the same in Pennsylvania. It'll be percentage-wise maybe attractive, but I think in terms of the raw numbers, it won't be so good.
Do you think you'll be able to work with him if he becomes the president of the United States?
I think that would be very hard. I mean, you have to work with whoever the president is, but he does not seem to have the type of personality that makes it easy for anybody to work with him.
What do you think, Governor, is the biggest issue this year from the perspective of Pennsylvanians?
I think in Pennsylvania and around the country, there are a couple of things. First of all, I think the votes for people like Donald Trump and others, I think, are in some ways protest votes. There's a disaffection with the American political system. I think the other thing is that there is a lot of unfairness out there. And that unfairness, I think, manifests itself sometimes in some bad politics, but also some bad economic results. The IMF, for one, recognizes now that poor distribution of income is not just something that has a moral dimension to it. It has an economic dimension. And if people don't have good family-sustaining jobs, they can't be good consumers, and that doesn't help an economy like the American economy. So I think in Pennsylvania, like the rest of the country, we need to work on making our government work better, and I think we need to work on making our economy have the opportunities that it should have for many people. So fairness.
How do
is a
you
big
do
issue.
That, by the way, in a city like Pittsburgh that has had to really adjust to a new reality when it comes to the industries that are making a lot of money these days and trying to change what it has been for so long and become something different?
Well, you should be impressed with what you see. I mean, there's a city that was flat on its back not too long ago with the decline of the steel industry, and right now is making a big comeback with high tech, with robotics. I think Pittsburgh is actually a good example of what a place can do when you take advantage of things like universities, like dynamic young people with great ideas. So I think Pittsburgh's an example, a counterexample to what I think you're suggesting it is.
Well, but certainly there are people in that part of the state and that part of the country who have had to adjust to new realities, and their old jobs aren't there anymore.
Yeah, in parts of the Mon Valley outside of Pittsburgh, that's right. There is a real readjustment. But there's a lot to be said for Pennsylvania. And I think if any state can do the adjustment that needs to be done as economies change, Pennsylvania is a place with I think, a great future.
Governor, I want to ask you about two other things. One is on April 17th, you signed a bill that legalizes medical marijuana, the 24th in the country. Do you support recreational marijuana being legal?
I support its decriminalization, but not its legalization.
And what about this issue that has come up, especially in some southern states, these bathroom bills? What would you do if you got a bill like that about transgender people in the state of Pennsylvania not being allowed to use the bathroom of the gender that they identify with now?
It depends on what the form is, but I think it's wrong to keep people out of bathrooms that they think that they should be able to use. If a bill came to me that the likes of which I've seen in the South, I'd veto it.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's good to be with you.